Now, old Blue, he's growing into a pretty good dog. He's almost, a little over 6 months old. And, wow, it's quite a journey from puppy to grown dog. For a dog and for an adult, that's if you're in charge of watching him some. And this is my wife's dog, but you know, he's doing better. He's obeying a little better and those type of things. And it's amazing how much a little shock collar can work. It doesn't have to be used but once or twice. It's amazing. I began to think about our behavior when I watched Think About Blue and how often that God must get frustrated when he commands to do this or do that, or he shows us in his word, you know, how we should live and what we should do and what we should not do. And I'm sure that most of us do pretty good. I mean, I'm not the same person I used to be. Certainly the Lord has changed me incredibly. But there's this one thing that Blue, you know, in our backyard, he has found, for some reason, loves beggar lice. And he is a golden doodle, but he's black, so he's not much gold in there. But he's got that, you know, a right significant amount of poodle in him that's bred in there. So his hair is pretty thick and curly. And for some reason, in our backyard somewhere, I've got to find him and kill him. He loves these beggar lice. I don't know if he's eating it or what he's doing, but he'll go out in the backyard and he'll come back, and the next thing I know, he's covered with beggar lice. And it gets in his fur, and it's just about, I mean, it could take an hour to pick it out. You know, it's just crazy how thick and how attached that stuff gets. And he'll go out and get in it, and he'll come back, and I'll pick it out. And, tell him, don't get in that mess. And then he, you know, looks all sad and like he knows he's messed up. But then he'll go right back out and get in that beggar lice again. That's the way habitual sin is. And it makes me, you know, understand how God must feel when he says, now, this is bad for you. This makes you uncomfortable, you know, with beggar lice in your hair and in your paws and fur and all around your mouth. I mean, it's got to be uncomfortable to lay down. That can't feel good. But yet he does it anyway. And I wonder how often that we have things in our life that we know better. We know it's bad for us. But our old nature beckons and we do it anyway. So today I'm praying for all those that may listen to this. I want you to know I'm praying for you and for all of God's people. We're in a time when we need to be free from all those type of habitual things that cause us pain and sorrow. The Word of God says we're to lay aside every weight and every sin. Doesn't have to be a sin to be a weight. That is to slow us down, to hinder our walk with God, to keep us from being all that we are designed to be in Christ. That's a weight. A sin is those things that offend God and that block our relationship with him. And so today, Father, I pray that you would release us in the name of Jesus. Release all those that are under habitual sin and that Satan has got bound in it. And I pray that you'd release them, Lord. And I pray that right now today that you would give victory over those things, either all at once or inevitably one moment at a time. One moment at a time we get a victory. We say no to the flesh. We say yes to the Spirit. We yield ourselves to the Spirit, and we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Give us that wisdom today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is Joe Barrett. Have a blessed day.